Orlando stood in the shaft of light.
Who cares? As long as we get out of here, friend or foe, we can sort out later.
Matthias picked up his sword decisively.
Orlando is right. We must get out of here. Now, we must take a chance. It's a double risk, because we may destroy our air supply. Are you with me?
There was an immediate call of agreement. Taking Orlando's axe, Matthias tied his sword belt to the end of the handle. Then he gave it to Basil.
Here, you've got the longest limbs, old fellow. Push that through the hole and waggle it about to attract attention.
Taking the battle axe, Basil shinned up the rubble and pushed the improvised pennant into the hole. Darkness fell as the light was blocked out. Cheek whimpered a bit, then fell silent. All that could be heard was Basil grunting with exertion as he strove to gain attention, waving the handle to and fro by means of twisting the twin axe heads round and round.
Anything happening yet, Basil?
Jess Squiddle called out hopefully.
Can't tell yet, Jess. Wait, I think someone has hold of the other end. Yes, they're pushing the axe back. Oh, steady on. Think I'd better pull the handle back in so we can parley through the jolly old hole with thingy mabobbins, whoever they are.
Matthias scrambled up beside Basil. Luckily, the hole was still open, even slightly wider when the axe handle was withdrawn. Matthias put his mouth close to the hole and shouted,
"Hello out there! We're trapped! Can you help us out?"
They waited. From outside came the faint sound of many voices. They seemed to be squabbling and arguing. One voice came clearly to them down the narrow aperture. It was gruff and commanding.
"Who are you? State your name and tell us if you are of the Gausam."
Matthias leaned back and gave a sigh of relief.
"The Gausam! Thank goodness! They're friends!"
Orlando climbed up the rubble beside Matthias and Basil.
"Gausam? Who in the name of stripes are they?"
"Careful what you say,"
Matthias cautioned the big badger.
"Leave the talking to me. Gausam are the guerrilla union of shrews and mossflower. They can be very touchy and argumentative, and everything they do is governed by their own union rules and laws. Keep quiet now, and let me be spokesbeast. If you are the Gausam, then let me talk to your logalog,"
Matthias called down the hall. Several voices came back at him.
"Who are you?"
"Don't you know we have a logalog?"
"Are you a friend or foe?"
There was a scrabbling noise, and more sounds of dispute. This time, the voice that came through was strong and louder than the rest.
"Out of my way! Give me room! Stand back, I say! Hello, down there! I'm the logalog. What do you want of me?"
Even in the urgency of the situation, Matthias could not help smiling as he answered.
"Logalog! You old bossy whiskers! It's me, Matthias of Redwall!"
The reply was a gruff chuckle.
"Well, crumble my cake. Matthias, you old sword swinger. I should have known that Redwall accent. Ha! You're in a pretty pickle, no mistake. Don't worry, friend. I'll soon have you out of there. But first, I've got to settle a small dispute out here. Some of these shrews seem to think they know more about Gausam rules than their logalog. Leave it to me. I'll soon straighten them out. Meanwhile, you just sit tight. We'll need digging tools and rocks and timber for shoring. This rubbish keeps sliding and moving. It'll be a tricky task, but don't worry. I'll have supper ready for you when we haul you out of there. How many are you?"
"Six altogether, logalog. A hedgehog, a badger, a young otter, Jess Squirrel and Basil Staghare."
"What? That old scoffing windbag. I'm sorry I mentioned supper."
Basil's ears stood up indignantly.
"I say, steady on, you scurvy little log floater. Scoffing windbag indeed."
Jess Squiddle stifled a giggle.
"I'd say he wasn't far wrong there, eh, Matthias?"
It was late afternoon when the shrew digging party broke through. The friends had sat in darkness most of the day, listening to digging and shoring, interspersed with orders and arguments. Suddenly they were showered with rubble as a small head broke through, framed by light.
"Flug, stop bickering and pass me that branch. There, that ought to do it. Hello, cave dwellers. I'm Gain, the best digger the Gausam have got. Some say my granddad was a mole."
Orlando thrust forward a huge paw and patted the shrew.
"Well, Gain, I can't tell you how glad we are to see you. I'm Orlando the Axe."
Big fella, aren't you? I hope this tunnel's wide enough to take you. You better go last, Orlando. Smallest first.